أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the sixth day of the month of Ramadan, the commencement from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and today, Thursday, the sixth day after the beginning and commencement of this ibadah or act of worship. We ask Allah the Almighty to grant acceptance to all our deeds, our mistakes be forgiven and overlooked. Allah is most gracious, most merciful, very kind, but the kindest of all kind people or creatures. Before going to the tafsir properly, we are going to attempt some questions. You have them? Yeah, read. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Same to all of us.
My question on Tarawih. The time I pray with Imam, after I do pray with Imam, and I have ability to make some rak'at at home, is it permissible?
Okay. What is Tarawih? Tarawih are the prayers that are offered after the four rak'at that have units on daily basis. The extra rak'at you offer during the month of Ramadan are called Tarawih. We have just finished right now. Tarawih, the name Tarawih is from resting. They got the name Tarawih from the break, the rest you have. After every four units, you are expected to take a rest, a break. That breaking, that resting, answers the name Tarawih. Clear? Now, this rak'at of Tarawih, according to the hadith, are supposed to be eight, as we've been doing. Four rak'at. After the four rak'at, you add three witr, making it 11. According to the hadith of Aisha, she said, I have never seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray more than 8 rak'at or more than 11. The 8 tarawih plus 3. 8 plus 3, you're going to get what? 11. So based on this, we've been maintaining this 8 rak'at plus 3, 11. But there are some school of thought that still look. This month is the month of ability, the month of agility, the month of chances, ample chances for you. After this, you feel you are agile, you are energetic, you can add more. Here comes your question. But we are saying we maintain the rak'at given in the hadith. So if somebody is to go according to this narrative, after the 8 unit you have offered, you don't have the right to offer more, according to our understanding. But if you go by the other views, you can do, you are at liberty. But we are saying the base is to maintain the hadith reported by Aisha, which is reported. But the others are just thinking, ijtihad and analogical deductions. How will you apply analogy when you have a crystal clearly defined hadith and narrative? So, after these 8 rak'at, plus 3, 11, take a break. Go and have a rest. If you feel you are determined in the night, take your Quran and read it. That is our view. But I'm not denying the other view that say you can do it if you like. Because if you go to Haram in Mecca, they offer 20 rak'at. Based on understanding, But according to clearly defined narrative, it is 8 plus 3, 11. But don't read short surah. You know, some people are banking on this hadith. They do tarawih from Alam Tara Kaifa to An-Nas. In 20 minutes, they finish it. Rush people. They are rushing. Are you rushing Allah? So if you want to maintain 8 rakaat, make sure you read lengthy, comparatively lengthy verses. That is better. And I hope this answers your question. Another question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wa alaykum
as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Same to you, all of us. Jazakumullah khairah. From what? Waswas. He suffers from the whispering. You know, whispering is from the Satan. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi. Satan, the devil, the evil one, wants to distract you from Allah. When you say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Satan will come to invite you to play. Oh, look at the ceiling. Look at them. By the time you are distracted, he comes in. That is why we've been saying, if you want to pray, put off your cellular phone. Some people, the prayer is going on and then there is a call. Nokia tune, music, in a prayer. Before allowed music. This is condemnable. So by the time you pray and there is whispering, you have three options. Number one, you should know that you are standing in the presence of Allah. He sees you though you see him not, but he sees you. So be careful. Number two, if you were to be standing before the leader of your village, your king, your emir, your ezi, your oba, obi, whatever, do you play? Before your DG, before your CMB, your supervisor in academic cycle, do you play? So why are you playing stand before Allah the Almighty? Be watchful. He owns you. He created you. He makes you breathe in oxygen, give her carbon dioxide. If he wishes, he takes the life instantly. So be careful. You say, Allahu Akbar. What is Allahu Akbar? Allah, or God, is the greatest. Not great. Great, greater, greatest. Big, bigger, biggest. Tall, taller, short, shorter, like that. So you are standing before the omniscient, the powerful one, who owns you totally, the Alpha and Omega. So why do you play? Number three, as an imam, each and every single verse you read, try to know the meaning of what you're reading. That brings your mind to total conformity with Allah the Almighty. That is why in chapter number 3 of Quran chapter 38, verse number 29, Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is the book revealed so that you think about it. You are saying, Alhamdulillah, your mind is removed from it. You are saying, Alhamdulillah, in AKTH, your mind is in Ikoyi-Lagos. How can you? It's an example. So with these three things, you will be able to maintain a composition as stand before Allah the Almighty. I hope this answers your question. This is the last question. My own question is going to be the last. A lady asked this simple question, that if, as a Muslim lady, and I know the blood of menstruation breaks faster, you know what? Now she is asking, if I go to a medical doctor, medical practitioner, and he gives me some drug to stop the coming of the blood, so as to be able to fast. Is that correct? What is the Islamic ruling on that? I think we answered this during our house at Tafsir some few hours. Now my answer goes like this. Number one, the menstrual cycle of ladies of women is something spontaneous, something natural. It's not something concocted. So why do you stop it? Medically speaking, they are saying, they are telling us, if a woman is of the behavior of stopping the blood through medical means, there is going to be a side effect, because we are trying to block the natural flow. When it comes, let it have to come. It's a terminal point. Why are you rushing? And Allah gives you chance to have a rest. But if at all you do it, your fasting is okay. But we are only saying, medically speaking, be extra careful. Something is natural, maintain the natural flow. An example, how do you eat your food? Through the nose or through the mouth? But can I try my nostril in eating? Unless you are sick. But as a healthy person, this is natural choice. So go for the natural disposition, not the opposite. So it is okay if she does it, but it's not the natural thing to be done. But if you do it, nobody says your fasting is not valid. It is, but health-wise, don't maintain it constantly. It's going to boomerang against you. Hope this answered the question. So we are going to take the recitation. Let's have the first ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له
Now this is verse number 50. Verse is ayah. The Quran has how many chapters? Who can answer me? The Holy Quran has how many chapters? One, I can see one hand. Who again? One, two, three. Okay, you there. Tell me how many chapters in the Quran? 100 and beautiful. Which chapter is, which verse is the longest? The longest. Longest verse. Yes. Give me the number of the verse. You can't? Okay. Yes, you want to make an attempt? I saw you raising your hand. Okay, chapter. Okay, who's the longest chapter? Which one? Baqarah, fantastic. The verse, the longest verse. The longest, give me the number. Yes. Okay, I know you should know. The longest verse is 82. You say 8 what? You say 86? 286 or 282? Yes. Correct? No. The last verse is verse 286. But the longest is 282. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَيَّنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى فَاكْتُبُوهُ. Read it. The Imam read it. You don't know what Tarawih, is that correct? Is the longest, which is the shortest verse in the Quran? Today is kind of a quiz, Q&A session. Surah Ar-Rahman, which one? Which one?
مُدْهَامَّتَان فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَان.
In chapter number 55. Is the somebody tells you, no, it is what? ثم نظر. No, it's not a shuttle, because ثم is a word, نظر is a word, مدهمة is a word, single word. So it is short, is longest. Even though there is al-maddul, al-wajib, al-kalimi, mudham, with the longest elongation. Now, this is surah number 21. Surah 20. Now, verse number 50. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Allah says, this Quran, وَهَذَا this. Allah calls Quran ذِكْر, reminder. Yeah. إِنَّا نَحَنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Chapter 15, verse number 9. We reveal the reminder. So Allah says, وَهَذَا ذِكْرُ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. This Quran as well, additionally, is another reminder. Just like the Torah given to Moses, just like the Evangel of the Gospel, not Bible. Bible is never to be found in the Injil of Jesus. It's a name concocted, it's called the Below. But the book given to Jesus Christ is called Evangel. If you read it without being interpolated, you get the information about Muhammad. But they have changed it because of whims and caprices. Okay, so now this is another reminder which is blessed, revealed unto you. Afa antum lahu munkirun, are you going to deny it? No. You don't deny the Quran. The unbelievers do. They shall know if they only know. Now go to the next ayah, ayah number 51.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ
وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي
Allah the Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. Abraham, or Ibrahim, in the Quran, Ibrahim. Biblically, they say Abraham. We say Musa, they say Moses. We say Solomon, they say Solomon. We say Dawood, in English, said David. We say Idris, they say Enoch. Yeah. We say Sheath, they say Seth. Like this. Zulkifl, they say Ezekiel. Like that. Prophet Abraham is mentioned in the Quran in 69 different places. 69. Ibrahim, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. We gave Abraham before time his integrity. Allahu Akbar. We gave him. He was a man of integrity, man of dikaram, man of transparency, man of what? Monotheism, not polytheism. Prophet Ibrahim. We gave him his integrity formally. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. And we knew him well. We know Abraham. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. He is a community. The Jews claim he was amongst them. The Christians say no, Abraham was theirs. The Muslims say no, he is ours. Allah says, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. That is in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 64. Abraham was neither Jewish nor Christian, but a Muslim. To tell you, all of the prophets were Muslims. What is Islam? Submissive to Allah. They prayed like we do. Read in the Bible, the book of Nehemiah in the Bible, praying as we do. But why are they denying the truth? Some people deceived them. They took them away from the right way. And the Quran is calling, inviting all of us to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ آلِمٍ. We gave Abraham his guidance, if you like it, or integrity, مِنْ قَبْلُ formally, وَكُنَّا بِهِ آلِمٍ, we knew him well. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا آكِفُونَ. When he said to his father, who can tell me the name of the father of Prophet Abraham? Today I want the session to be kind of a Q&A session. Yeah, his name is Azar. Do you have any Quranic proof where his name is called Azar? Give me the ayah. Complete it. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِي آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Chapter 6, verse number 74. Allah called his father Azar. Some people say, no, his father is Terah. Who told you? The Creator says, Azar, who are you? Do you know more than Allah Almighty? أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ Amillah. So Allah told us, Prophet Abraham said to his father Abraham, I mean Azar, وَقَوْمِي and his community, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا آكِفُونَ. What are these statues that you are devoted? You see, he saw his people worshiping what? Statues. Idols. So what are these that you worship? Prophet Abraham had three stages. The first stage, during his early beginning in the Mesopotamia. You know Mesopotamia? In the Chaldees around Iraq, where he encountered trouble with the king, King Nimrod, who claimed to be God as well. Alright? He told Abraham, I too can give life. At that time, he was thrown into the fire. But Allah commanded the fire to be quenched. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ Ibrahim. In chapter number 21, to the end of it. Now, when he left Chaldees, Mesopotamia, Iraq, went to Palestine. There he married his wife as a concubine, Hagar or Hajar. This is the second stage. The third one, he went to Paran, as according to the Bible, or to Bakka, where his son Ishmael gave birth to his own nation. From the Ismaili progeny or genealogy, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sprang up. Imagine. So Allah says in chapter number 25, verse 64, each and every man is created from blood and from water and made into many lines. Okay? So now Allah tells us, we gave Prophet Ibrahim his own guidance, his integrity aforetime, and we knew him. When he told his father and his community, what are these idols, statues are you worshipping? What answer did they give him? Naam.
وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين.
نعم.
قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين.
When Prophet Abraham asked his community, what are these statues that you are worshipping? What did they say? They say, وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. Hey, look at you. We met our parents, ancestors, doing the same thing. Do you want to stop us from doing what our parents did? That was their logic. That is why if anybody says, well, I have grown up to see my parents. Your parents do things wrong. Don't obey and follow them. Look at the truth. The truth does not know your geography, your ethnicity. What matters is how true, how verifiable, how acceptable. No, it's my ancestry. No. If your ancestors were killers, will you kill? Your ancestors were idolaters. Will you like that? Look at the truth. Somebody can be a Muslim, alhamdulillah. His parents were not Muslims. Don't say, well, my parents. No. Look at the truth. Because if you die doing what your parents, which is wrong, you go to the hellfire together. That's it. So Prophet Abraham told them, why are you worshipping idols? They said, we met our parents doing the same thing. That is, inna wajadna abana ala umma wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun. Don't do that. They are worshipping them. قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين. Listen to his answer. He said, لقد كنتم أنتم. Imagine. Look at the emphasis. لقد كنتم أنتم. He will have said لقد كنتم. But أنتم, you, I mean you. لقد كنتم. Certainly. Certainly. You were. You. And your parent في ضلال مبين, in evident error. In evident error. ضلال مبين. Because the error was clear. Was evidently evident. That is ضلال. Now when they had this, they couldn't take it. So this man wanted to say that we are wrong. Even our parents, they could not stomach it. They couldn't swallow the pill. Now they say something. What do they say? قالوا أجئتنا. قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين. They said, that is in chapter number 55. أجئتنا بالحق. Abraham, are you telling us the truth? Or you are just playing? Are you just joking? The way you are talking. Are you serious? Our parents, listen to the answer he gave them subsequently.
قال من ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين.
وتالله
لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين.
Now, when they asked him, are you serious talking like this? What did he say? قَالَ بَرَّبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَطَرُونَ وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. He said, no. It is your Lord and the Lord of the heavens and earth who created you. الَّذِي فَطَرَهُونَ. Because فَطَرَ is to create, to evolve something from nonentity, from being nothing to being something. If you like it, from nothingness, Quran called, to somethingness, okay? So, بَرَّبُّكُمْ, it is your Lord, the Lord of the Na'at, الَّذِي فَطَرَهُمْ, who created you and your idols. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِرِينَ. And I am a witness bearer to this. I bear witness, it is Allah who did them. So how can you worship something created the way you have been created? This is not commonsensical. Look at the answer he gave them. What did they say? And he said, وَتَاللَّهِ, لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين. I swear by Allah, I will plan a plot against your status بعد أن تولوا مدبرين, after you have gone away. You know what happened? They used to have a kind of a festival on yearly basis, kind of an occasion. In that occasion and that festivity, they would gather around their idols, dancing, almost naked. They told Abraham, hey, come on, go and join us in celebrating our idols. He said, okay, I will. But he said, no, I am sick. But he told them, after you have gone to your businesses, I will go to the idol and I'm going to break them one by one. Imagine. So iman, belief in Allah, does a lot of wonders in you. Somebody can be a true believer in a predominant non-Muslim community, but he is committed, he is fearless, he is peaceful but determined. You can't play with his iman. I know of a girl more than 30 years back, one day in Ogoni land. You know Bori Ogoni? Bori, after Port Harcourt, Nongwa, you go to Bori Ogoni land. I was there in a city called Beri. The girl became a Muslim. She said, I am ready to die for my iman. She was alone. Though she was surrounded by hostile community, but she was peaceful. So I remain committed to my belief and iman. So as a Muslim, maintain your Islamic identity, no matter whose, what ox is gold. Remain rooted. Forget about castigation, name calling, forget about terrorists. Because you are number one terrorist, you want to terrorize me to leave my Islam. So you are the extra terrorist. Don't be ruffled by anybody's words. He wanted to leave the iman. Allah says they want you to disbelieve as they disbelieve. That's the Quran. So don't be muffled by anybody's words. What is wrong as a Muslim? You are doing bad things as people are doing. The unbelievers are drinking, you are drinking. They go after women, you go after women. What's the difference? So remain a good Muslim, not a nominal or pseudo Muslim. Okay? So he told them, Wallahi, I am going to break to pieces your status after you have gone away. That is determination. Next ayah.
فجعلهم جذابا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون.
That is verse number 58 in this chapter number 21. فجعلهم جذابا, and he reduced them into pieces. You know what happened? He went to the idol. There is a big one and smaller one. He took his axe and broke the smaller one into pieces. He put the eggs on the shoulder of the bigger one. He went back waiting for them to come and see. So فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَابًا إِلَّا كِرِيًا لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. He put them to pieces minus the biggest. Perchance they will return and say, what happened? Next ayah.
قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا
Imagine, قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. They came back, they saw their God broken. Imagine, a God being broken. They saw their idols broken to pieces. What? Who did this to our God? He is a wrongdoing man. No, you are the wrongdoers. If only you perceive. مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who did this? Listen to the answer that was given to them. Ayah number 60. Read it.
قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم.
قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له what إبراهيم. قالوا they said they were whispering. Hey, we heard of a young man. Fatan, a young man, yadhkuruhum, casting venom on them. We had one boy castigating character, assassinating them. Yuqallu, he is Sokol Abraham. Now they got the clue, who did it? The next stage, Allah says,
قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون.
قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون. That is verse number 61. They said, okay, produce him. Bring him here before our eyes so that people may know, they may witness what is going to happen against him. Now, Prophet Abraham alayhi salam knew he was right. Yeah, he was righteous and he was ready to offer any sacrifice for the sake of his iman. Now he's being accused. They asked him, are you the one that did it? After bringing him to the people, people with witnesses, they say, yeah, this is the guy that... Then they said, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Are you the one? You read it? Read it.
قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
قَالَ بَلْ
فَعَلَهُ كَثِيرُهُمْ هَذَا
produce him. Let's go back to ayah number 61. Bring him ala ayunin nas, before the eyes of the congregation. La allahum yashhadun, so that they may witness him. Okay, he was brought. Maybe you may say handcuffed, like today. Okay? Qalu, they say, a anta, they have been smart. A'anta, are you? They didn't say you are. They have been very careful. A'anta, are you? A'anta fa'alta hadha bi'alihatina ya Ibrahim? They were smart guys. They want to double cross him. But no way. Are you the one that did it to our God, O Abraham? Now listen to the answer he gave them. Qala, he said, who is that? He said, who is that? Abraham. Bal, no. Fa'alahu kabirum hadha. The biggest did it. Look at it. Can't you see the X on his shoulder? The biggest guy did it. Because he was biggest, then, you know, might is right. He was mighty, he had the right to demolish this. Can't you see the axe on his own shoulder? Can't you see? Fas'aluhum, go and ask them. Go to the smaller god that broke him, maybe they were crying. Ask them, please our little god, who did it to you? Ask them, in kan yuntiqun, if they talk. If they speak, go and ask them. This is, I can tell you, is intellectual processes of bringing down the falsehood. فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Ask them if they can speak. But how can they speak? Can a neem tree speak? A bird, can it speak? An animal, can it speak? Speaking belongs to the human beings. It's God's gift. We can perceive, we can talk, we can understand, we can comprehend. But the animals, let alone trees and idols, So go and ask them if they can speak. Now they came to, and how foolish they were. So Allah says in chapter 64, فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون. Now they turned to one another, because having told them that you ask the biggest of them all, if they speak, go and ask them. Now say, okay, now they knew they were on the wrong side. See, they turned to one another, they were saying, you yourself are the wrongdoers. Now they understood they were the wrongdoers and not Abraham. Because how can you worship an idol, a tree that can't speak, can't give anything? Now after understanding that how wrong they were, spontaneously they should have become Muslim, isn't it? They should enter Islam, but never. Because of intransigence, because of arrogance, because of pride. Okay? Now Allah said in ayah number 65, ثم نكسوا
على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون.
ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون. ثم نكسوا, they reverted to their old ideas. Hey, but you know, they don't talk. Now they are telling, but you know, they can't speak. Ah, why did you worship them? Now they came to know they were foolish people. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, you pretty well know. مَا هَوْلَا يَنْتَقُونَ, can they speak? Why should you ask us to ask them? Then Abraham got the right time to, pound on them and give them true answer, as he gave them previously. Alayhi salatu wa salam.
Qala afata'buduna min dunillahi ma la yanfa'ukum shay'an wa la yadurukum. Uffin lakum wa lima ta'buduna min dunillah. Afala ta'qilun.
قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تؤمنون بالله أفلا تعقلون. He told them, okay, so now do you worship beside Allah what can neither benefit you in anything nor harm you? This is common sense. They can't talk, so now you worship them. It can neither benefit you nor harm you, and you go ahead worshiping them. Is it okay with you? Now they were, as they say, put hands down, but they refused to accept it. Now they resorted to threats. قالوا, what? Then he says, أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْمِنُ اللَّهِ. أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ, woe be unto you, and woe be upon what you worship beside Allah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, don't you understand? Don't you have common sense? Now they say,
قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن
كُنتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ.
قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وسلاما على إبراهيم.
قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. They said, okay, maybe they are saying, this guy is smart, he has conquered us intellectually. Okay, believe. They refused. Now they resorted to what? What? To pray. حرقوه, burn him in fire. وَانْصُرُوا أَلِهَتَكُمْ, give assistance circle to your God. In kuntum fa'ilin, if you are going to act. Act now. Save your God. Now the God couldn't save themselves. Okay? They go to the point of one. Just like what Ibn al-Qayyim says, he says, you say Jesus is God. Okay. Ibn al-Qayyim asked this question. He said, a God eating? Because Jesus ate, as in the book of St. John. He ate fish. In the Bible, God eating fish? And if you eat, you answer the call of nature. God going to the toilet? God being contained in the womb of Mary? Allahu Akbar. God crying? Allah, Allah, lama sabachthani, in the book of St. Matthew. Is that God? God being crucified? Did Jesus ask you this? He never did it. Just like this. A human being, you call him God? La ilaha illallah. That is the highest level of evident error. But some people are getting money out of it. So they hardly accept the truth. They are found even within the Islamic system who go away from the right way. So maintain the actual teachings of Islam. It sets you through. May Allah guide us aright. So Prophet Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what he says. They say, harriqu, burn him and help and support your God. In kuntum fa'ilin, if you're going to act, and the time to act is now. A delay can be dangerous. In other words, next ayah, you read, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ Ibrahim. That is chapter number 69. Allah says, قُلْنَا, we said. Now, stop. Here Allah says, we. Is it one Allah, two or three? He's saying we. Who can answer me amongst you? Allah is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. But he's saying we. He and whom? One guy wants to play to the girl and say, hey, we've been telling you, even in the Quran, there is Trinity. God said, we. It means he got Jesus and the Son. I said, this is laughable matter. This is comical. Because you don't know Arabic language. Arabic language and the language of Hebrew and Aramaic, these are classed as Semitic languages. They have a system of plural of honor. You don't know. Because the first Bible was not in the language of Jesus himself. Was in Greek and English. English is deficient. Inadequately deficient, deficiently inadequate. That is why you assume when you say we, it means somebody else. Lo. When Allah says we, we call it the plural of honor. He honors himself. Okay? Otherwise, he's alone. He says, فَإِيَّا فَعَبُدُونَ Or should mean alone. I hope you get it. So when Allah says, قُلْنَا, we say, out of his majestic power, he honors himself. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ We say, Ya naru, O fire. Okay? Kuni bardan. Be cold. Be in coolness. Wasalaman and safety. Be safe and cold. Now the scholars are saying, if Allah didn't say unsafe, the fire would have been cooling beyond condensation point, such that you will be harmed. So he says, wassalaman, be cold, but bearable coldness. La ilaha illallah. Wassalaman ala Ibrahim, so that it will be peaceful. Now, if you go to places where it is cold, temperate latitude, you go to Siberia, you go to Eskimo land, you go to USA during winter, where snow is falling down. This is what is happening. You see glaciations, lots. Life is unbearable. In Russia, for example. So if Allah didn't say wasalaman, it would have been going cold and cold until it couldn't be bearable to the point of harming or even killing him. But Allah says, Yana rukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So they put in the hellfire or in the fire, they were expecting Abraham to be consumed by the fire. The fire began fighting ferociously. It ended without a single air removed of mood from his own body. So what is this? This is a miracle. Yet they refused to believe. To tell you, Satan was at work. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the next ayah, you read it? وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. Read it.
وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ.
They plan to harm him. That's the meaning. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. Al-Kayd is the evil plot. They plotted Kayd. Treacherous plot against him. But Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. We made them the worst losers. Because وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Maybe we're going to take the last ayah, so we stop here.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
الله أكبر. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. Yes, take the next ayah.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ.
We stop there. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا. We saved him, or we delivered him. We delivered him. Who is that him? We delivered him, Abraham, from what? From the fire. Okay, not only him. وَنَجَيْنَا وَلُوطًا. And Lot. Who is Lot? They say Prophet Lot was a kind of cousin brother to Abraham. Lot was sent to the nearby village that is around Jordan, the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, where they practice licentiousness, sexual irresponsibility. They were satanically controlled. They committed heinous acts there. Lesbianism, sodomization. So the town is called Sodom and Gomorrah. In Arabic, Sodom and Amora. Just neighborhood. Abraham said, go there and preach. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah denied Lot. This is an alien, a foreigner in our country. So Allah said, we saved Abraham and Lot. We delivered them. Allahu Akbar. To where? إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْآلَمِينَ. To the land we blessed for all nations. That is Palestine. Here brings the story of Palestine and the crisis over there. This is the Prophet Abraham. Ibrahim is amongst the Ulul Azam. You know Ulul Azam? The honors of determination. How many there? None? Number one. In the sequential order. In the chronology. Noah. Then after Noah, Abraham, Musa, Isa, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of all, alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, in absentia, is going to be the end of the session. We're going to be tomorrow, by the Friday, inshallah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.